It says recording.
Okay, perfect. You can just hit pause and then restart it.
Okay,
perfect. And we'll do roll call. Christian here, Sean.
Here.
John.
Yo, here.
Wilma. Here. Okay, and we have a vacancy. Elle, did she give you a flag to share?
Yep.
Cool. I'll
share that right now.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't show on my screen as recording.
Oh, yep.
All right. So if we'll stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Elle, do you want to lead it?
Sure. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with justice for all. Okay. Okay, so we have our consent agenda. And okay, so I need a motion for our consent agenda.
I'll make the motion to accept the consent agenda as read.
Thank you, Gary. Do I have a second?
Second.
Oh, sorry.
Wilma beat ya. Okay, so all in favor by roll, Christian, aye. Excuse me, Sean.
Aye.
Sean, aye, thank you. John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Perfect. Next, we have public comment. Do we have public that wants to comment? Okay. So we are going to move on to reports. Do any of the board members have a report? Okay. Then the executive director, Elle, are you going to do that?
Jerry had actually sent you her report via email. So right. Does anybody have any questions?
Well,
nope.
He did ask us about the Brown Act training, if we wanted to do it on a Saturday or if we wanted to do it over the next few meetings. So I don't know if we were supposed to decide on that today or not. It's this under board training.
Oh, yeah. hang on a second.
So it looks like there's 2 hours worth of video that needs to be done. So the option is doing it during the meeting or just doing it all at one time on a Saturday.
So it's, okay, never mind. I was going to say, are we going to be in person? But no. I would probably rather do it just on a Saturday. Anybody else?
Let's get it over with. Just get it over with.
Yep.
Brown Act's the worst thing ever.
yes. Yes, yes, it is.
I mean, it's boring. It's a good thing, but it's boring.
John, Wilma, any thoughts?
Doesn't really matter to me other than I can't do it next month at the meeting because I won't be at the meeting because I have a bus run.
Okay. And then I saw something. Okay. So I will be here for the meeting. I was just looking at that date.
Okay. So if it's a Saturday, I'll just let her know that Saturday works and then she can set up whatever Saturday.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. And DMS is scheduled to come in and there they are. So we can hand the screen over to them, to Ms. Valerie.
Okay, great. Thank you guys. Let me get navigate to the page here where we are going to start. I believe I'm going to go through. Would you like me to go through the assurances that you're going to be approving tonight? Or should I just skip to the financial report? Happy to help you on the ESSER assurances. Okay, the host has disabled screen sharing, so if they could.
Hold on.
No problem.
We were having trouble with this earlier.
A problem. I just found out about the reaction button like a week ago down at the bottom. Have you guys seen that? That little reaction button, you can give a thumbs up or something like that. I just learned about that. We're all learning so much about Zoom, right?
Hey, Whitney, it's not allowing me to switch host.
Oh, that's not good.
No, I'm just wondering if it was because Sherry switched the host to me.
Oh.
So you know what I could do, Valerie, is
I'll go in here and see if it will.
Okay, hold on a second. Look, sure. We're gonna try something else. If not, I can share my screen if you just tell me.
Okay. Yeah, page 57 is the beginning of the Long Valley budget.
Is it working, Misty?
It's in your control.
Yeah, and it won't let me.
Okay. Yeah, so let's start at page 57 of your packet. And
hold on. Sorry.
No problem.
Unfortunately, I don't know. I just had the packet, but I don't know what I did with it.
You want me to send it to you real quick, Elle, so it pops up first thing? Okay.
Yep. Okay, I got it. Sorry.
No problem.
Okay, I'm sorry, Valerie, what page you say?
Let's actually start at page 58. It's the summary for Long Valley. We'll take a look at Long Valley first. Awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if we just take a look here quickly at your summary for Long Valley, second interim budget's usually the budget where there's the least amount of changes. This one is projecting your surplus at $356,000. It's an increase of $16,000 from your first interim budget. And again, cash flow, you guys are going to be fine. We're going to be ending the year with a $1.4 million, which is about 190 days worth of cash. You did have your increase of revenue of $65,000. That primarily came from the strong workforce grant that your school was, both schools were awarded the grant. So that's where the primary increase in revenue came from. Some increases in expenses. As well, and primarily they're with salaries and benefits. And those are tied to the ESSER II stipends that we're presenting to you this evening. And I'm happy to talk through those later and answer any questions. We go to the next page. This is your budget summary. Again, just kind of giving you the comparison of your first interim budget column And then where we made the adjustments in your second interim and the changes noted. So not a big variance again for a second interim, that's really common. The next three pages are the details of your budget line by line. And I made notes there in the comment section, kind of letting you know what the reasons were behind the increases. And I'm happy to answer any questions after we review these. So that's your detail again. Here's your salaries and for certificated and staff and employee benefits. Then we can keep scrolling down. This is your material and supplies. We did make some adjustments just based on year to date. This year, as you can imagine, with COVID has been, you know, a little atypical. So we just took that into account and made some adjustments. Then keep going to the next page, please. It's probably the final. Okay. Then after that, the next page will be your, I believe, your ADA, ADA and enrollment. And that's all been frozen with the hold harmless funding. You did have a slight decrease in the unduplicated student count. We reflected that in your budget. We did get that information in late December and made that adjustment. Next page would be your multi-year. And everything looks really good. When we look at a multi-year, we're kind of just seeing where the revenues are trending. And then we want to look at that net revenue line. And, you know, you're in the black every year. We want to try to spend all the money in that particular year on those students, but yet kind of have to add to our fund balance and add to our cash balance. So you guys do a really great job of that. This is your multi-year plan.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Where did you get your estimates on the projected enrollment?
We kept those. Let's see. Great question. He's asking probably on the multi-year. I want to say we're at 247 right, and then we're going to 264 and then 271. So we are actually climbing each year. I believe what happened between the current year and the 21-22 year is right now you guys are actually held at your prior year enrollment numbers, your 19-20, but a lot of charter schools have increased enrollment. So that's why we have about a jump of almost 20 students for next year, because your enrollment numbers are actually up this year, but we don't get to include those in your funding this year because of the way everything was structured with COVID. So, yeah. Okay. Next, after the multi-year, we have, let's see, this is your cash flow. And I've talked about this many times, but we're planning for the deferred revenue on the LCFF state aid up that very top line. We have that planned. What I also have noted in here is your PPP loan that we got earlier in the year. We've applied for the formal loan forgiveness, and we're anticipating that maybe next month. It might be in April. It might be in May. We're not quite sure, but you might want to note on there the federal revenue line. I had the $443,000, and then down below we have a negative $436,000. And what I've done there is the loan is actually $436,000, but there was a little more revenue that came in from the feds in that particular month. So you'll receive the revenue, and then the negative down below is we're removing the loan from your balance sheet. So that's what we have noted there for your loan forgiveness. Then let's see, the next page is the second year of cash flow. That's for next fiscal year, and not really anything to note of there. The following page, your authorizer likes to look at, they like to know details on the funding assumptions. So this is really helpful for them to kind of read through and understand the details of what we did with your funding. The following page I wanted to kind of highlight for you guys, and this is the looking ahead to next year. You guys might have heard today that the Biden administration passed the third stimulus package, and schools, California schools, will be getting federal funding. That is the third bucket there that I have highlighted, that ESSER III, the preliminary eligibility. Those are the funds that were just approved today. So we have, you guys currently are trying to spend down the first federal stimulus funds that you received this year. And we have fully spent those, the ESSER I funds, which between the two schools totaled the $70,000. The next bucket of money is the ESSER II. That was approved in the second stimulus at the end of 2020. You haven't received that money yet. We're going to be budgeting for some of that in next year's budget. And then the ESSER III money will be coming to you here in the next, you know, it'll be available for you to use for next year's budget and even apply to the year after that. So there's quite a bit of funding that is coming to schools, and it's actually going to be a challenge to really correctly decide, you know, what's the best way to use this funding, this big influx of one-time funding that's coming your way. So I wanted to make you guys aware of that. Do you guys have any questions about the one-time funding or anything else on this budget? This kind of highlights for you, Sherry wanted me to give you kind of a little distilled down version of how you can use those federal funds. And it's pretty broad. If you look down at the very last allowable use, line 15, other activities necessary to maintain operations, continuity of services, and continue to employ existing staff. So that's kind of what we call unrestricted, like whatever the school decides that they need to use these funds for is going to be an allowable use. Can I answer questions on this? Good. Are we good? Should we move on to Thompson Peak? Yeah. Okay, great. Second interim, here you are with Thompson Peak. You're going to have a budget surplus of $153,000. This is a decrease of $25,000. You did get a portion of that strong workforce program funding, but we also had some increases in some of your expenses. So the net is just a net difference of $25,000 overall from your last budget. And yeah, nothing really of note to point out here. Just kind of tried to give you guys the details. The next page is your summary. And here you are with your looking at first interim compared to second in the major expense and revenue buckets. And this kind of shows you where the adjustments were made for this particular budget. And then the next three pages, you've got your details. We did decrease your school nutrition on both of these, and that was due to COVID. I'm noticing that with a number of schools. There's your strong workforce program. There's your salaries and benefits. And then we're going to have we had some increases on books and materials and supplies. Again, it was a difficult year to project with COVID, but we've made a few adjustments here based on year-to-date actuals. And if we scroll down, there we are with the projected surplus of 150. Here's your enrollment in ADA. And we're showing a small growth every year. So Sean, you asked about, let's see, 166 this year, 170 next, and then 174. So that's kind of just a nice, slow, steady growth, which is really good. Okay, next page. Here's your multi-year plan. This, you might see that negative revenue in the third year of 70,000. That is not a concern. We actually have that third stimulus that I just talked to you about that was approved tonight. That's not even included in any of this in terms of revenues. So that income will offset that potential shortfall on that particular year. And then here's your cash flow again. And Thompson Peaks portion of that PPP loan was the $109,000. And you'll see that we're accounting for that revenue to be, that loan to be forgiven in the spring. And you'll be ending with the $761,000 cash balance for the year. And we've got the next page is second year of cash flow. Nothing of note there. And then again, we've got our details for the authorizer on all the funding. And then I also included in this particular budget that one-time funding looking ahead. In addition, I will say in addition to the ESSER funding, there's also the state of California approved the expanded learning opportunity grant and the in-person instruction grants. So for the in-person instruction grant, we're gonna try to see if the Doyle campus would be eligible for that funding since it's a classroom-based campus. Your other two campuses would not be eligible for that portion of the state funds. And then we are going to go after the funding, the expanded opportunity, learning opportunity grant with the state. So we'll be giving you guys more details on that in the next board meeting. Okay. Any questions I could answer?
I had one more question.
Sure.
Do you pass the COLA on to staff or where does it go?
The COLA, that's something that you guys decide each particular year. This year, your staff did get a COLA increase on their wages. Yeah.
Okay.
What happened this year was kind of unique because the main funding that the school received did not have a COLA because of all the uncertainty surrounding COVID. But next year, it's making up for the COLA that wasn't given this year. It's kind of like retroactive. So next year they're giving schools almost 4% COLA to kind of make up for no COLA for this year. Yeah. Okay.
Good deal.
Yeah. Thank you. Perfect. Okay. Great. Anything else? Elle, did you need me to stick around for the ESSER stipend?
If you don't mind. In sure. The second interim budget too. So
yeah.
Well,
that's kind of this. Yeah. So I'll wait until they vote on it. Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Sure.
Christian, you're on mute.
I like to talk to myself. program reports. Does anybody have questions? They were in the packets. Okay, so Jared, do you want to go over the informational item on the Doyle Water System Inspection Report?
I would love to. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're so welcome.
So let me yank it up just one second. So we annually get an inspection report done by the State Water Resource Control Board. And this year it was done by Rick Wade. And he actually had some really positive things to say. I just want to read the first paragraph really quick just because it's very nice. The water system appears to be operated in a professional and conscientious manner. And then he threw in a few reminders, but everything's going great with the water system. We get monthly checks and just to make sure there's no new bacteria, and we stay up on it. Questions?
All righty then. So it looks like we're up to action items. Anybody else have anything before we go on? Okay. So item A, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the ESSER stipends. Do I have a motion?
I'll move to approve.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Done and done. Item B, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the 2021 second interim budget. I'll make a motion. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Wilma. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Valerie.
Yeah, thank you, Valerie.
Okay, have a nice night. Thank you.
Item C. Discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the 21-22 calendar. Do we have a motion? Go ahead, Wilma.
I'll make a motion that the calendar is approved as submitted.
I will go ahead and second that. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Perfect. Item D, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the Memoranda of Understanding with the Sierra Army Depot for student transportation. We have a motion?
Move to approve.
Thank you, Sean.
I'll second it.
I move to approve.
Thank you, John. All in favor by roll. Christian? Aye. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Thank you. Item E, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the Memorandum of Understanding with the Fort Sage Unified School District for student participation in high school sports.
I'll make the motion for the... Go ahead, okay, Sean.
We'll give it to John and Sean can second.
There you go.
All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Perfect. Item F, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the re-enrollment open enrollment period for spring 2021 and enrollment capacities for the 21-22 school year. I'll make a motion to approve. Can I get a second?
Second. I'll second.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
There it is. Okay, so future items. We have program funding agreements for bus driver training, teacher introduction. We have a foster youth policy update. Please note, because of spring break, our next meeting will be Thursday, April the 15th. Same time, same bat station, and we'll adjourn today at 18:17.
Hey, Christian.
Yes, sir.
Just for the record, I won't be there the 15th because I've got a bus run.
Okay. Wilma, are you going to be here on the 15th?
Yes.
Okay, and Sean?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, everybody.